What is Christmas birthing in us? What is the Christmas story birthing in us? And how are we birthing the Christ consciousness alive in us? This morning's message and meditation time will be a slightly different format. Pete is going to support a little mashup of message and meditation and stillness as I share snippets of scripture, poetry, questions designed to lead us gently into reflecting on what is the Christmas story asking us to give birth to in our hearts, in our lives, in the world. So if you are home and have something to write on, or here in the church if you want to, you can let that, if there are bits of reflection that you want to land on paper, that's great. Otherwise, really just inviting the openness to the experience and where that voice of God within leads you today. Because such is spirit, such is love. Matthew Fox writes about the medieval mystic Meister Eckhart in a reflection titled, Are Birthing the Christ. Referring to John's Gospel, Meister Eckhart comments that John's statement that the Word of God was in the beginning tells us that it is always in the beginning. It is always in the process of being born, of being begotten. And so it comes about that the Son, the Word in the beginning, is always being born, is always ready to be born, and is already born. Indeed, when we undergo our many births and rebirths and breakthroughs, the birth does not take place once a year, or once a month, or once a day, but all the time. And as often as this birth takes place in us, so does the Son of God become born. Those words were written somewhere around 1300. That mystical wisdom comes through the ages. And so again, we come into that time together, and I invite you now to settle in, to take a deep breath. Wherever you are, at home, here, recognizing that we are connected beyond physical time and physical space. And come together into this presence. Breathing in, we arrive at all this joy. Just as it is. Breathing out, we arrive at all this sorrow, just as it is. Breathing in, we arrive at all this promise, just as it is. Breathing out, we arrive at all this pain just as it is. Breathing in, we arrive at all this life just as it is. Breathing out, we arrive at all this being just as it is. Breathing in, we come into the fullness of spirit. Breathing out, we come into the fullness of love. And let us set out now together on the journey to Bethlehem. From Luke Chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. From Matthew 1:18. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. And from Jan Richardson, for those who have far to travel. If you could see the journey whole, you might never take it, might never undertake, might never dare that first step that propels you from this place you have known toward the place you know not. Like Joseph and Mary, we journey into the unknown. So into the stillness now, I invite you to bring to your mind, your heart mind, a recognition of where you are on your own journey at this very moment, just as it is. Is there fear or regret or confusion at the edges? Do you hold a sense of hopeful expectation? What is propelling you toward the place you know not? Is it a decree that propels you, pushes you forward, a demand of the heart that asks you to say, like Mary, yes, yes, here am I do not know how this can be, but here I am. Yes, I will house this love. Yes. Can you envision this deep yes? Is it a dream that compels you to embrace loving beyond all comprehension, trusting like Joseph, trusting what you do not understand? Can you envision loving in this way? From Luke, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them at the inn. Patricia Pierce referenced a dream when she spoke to Unity in June. From that talk, as I worked on that dream, the song that I could hear seemed very significant. O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I understood that this earth is Bethlehem. This earth is the place where this consciousness, this Christ consciousness, is being born. And there's a line, one line from that song that says, "For Christ is born of Mary, of Mary, of the feminine principle." And what is the feminine principle? Patricia asked us. What does Mary represent? She represents the willingness to join with what wants to happen. She represents the willingness to allow it to come through her. She represents the willingness to receive and to embody. And that is what we are called to do. To join with this magnificent thing that wants to happen on this planet. To make ourselves available, to receive it, to allow it, to embody it. This earth is Bethlehem. This earth, this moment, this now. This moment, this now, is when and where this Christ consciousness is being born. For Christ is born of Mary, of us. Are we making ourselves available to receive Christ born of us and in us? How are we joining this magnificent yes? Yes, here I am to embody the birthing of love. How are we inviting the fullness of our human expression and the fullness of our divine expression to be born in us? What parts of ourselves have we not made room for? How have we sheltered those deepest chambers of our hearts that long to receive and embrace the birthing of love? From Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 and through 11. When the wise ones had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Do we allow ourselves to recognize and follow where the star of divine wisdom leads us? Can we enter the stillness of the cold, dark stable and hear the voice of the Christ child born within? What gifts do we lay at the feet of the Word that is in the beginning and that is always being born in our beginnings and our endings? For those who have far to travel. If you could see the journey whole, you might never undertake it, might never dare the first step that propels you from the place you have known toward the place you know not. There is nothing for it but to go. And by our going, take the vows the pilgrim takes to be faithful to the next step, to heed the signposts of intuition and dream, to follow the star that only you will recognize, to keep an open eye for the wonders that attend the path, to press on beyond distractions, beyond fatigue, beyond what would tempt you from the way. There are vows that only you will know. the secret promises for your particular path and the new ones you will need to make when the road is revealed by turns you could not have foreseen. Keep them, break them, make them again. Each promise becomes part of the path. Each choice creates the road that will take you to the place where at last you will kneel to offer the gift most needed. The gift that only you can give. The gift that only you can give before turning to go home by another way. Breathing in, we arrive at all this joy just as it is. Breathing out, we arrive at all this sorrow just as it is. Breathing in, we arrive at all this promise, just as it is. Breathing out, we arrive at all this pain, just as it is. Breathing in, we arrive at all this life, just as it is. Breathing out, we arrive at all this being, just as it is. Breathing in, we come together into the fullness of spirit. Breathing out, we come together into the fullness of love. God of goodness, you are everywhere present in this Bethlehem of our earth, in each of us, in all of creation. May our hearts be open to receive the sound of your voice whispering in the cold and dark, the only message you ask us to remember. We are your beloveds. May we remember we are the embodiment of your love, called to awaken our own weary souls and the weary soul of the world. May we give birth to the gifts of hope, of peace, of love and joy that we yearn to see. May we, like Mary, say yes to carrying and birthing the Christ light in us. May we, like Joseph, say yes to loving, to trusting beyond our understanding, beyond what we felt our path would be. May we, like the Magi, the wise ones, follow the star of divine wisdom and lay our gifts at the feet of the Word made flesh, always beginning again. May we recognize the voice of spirit, the voice of angels, and like shepherd and lamb, come drawn to their songs, drawn by their songs, to kneel at the manger in surrender to love. For such is life, such is being, such is spirit, such is love. May it be so, and so it is. Amen.